Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan. Many residents say they're concerned after the toxic train wreck in Ohio about possible contamination. But this morning, officials from the governor on down gave new assurances. State Health Department Director Bruce Vanderhoff.
We have simply not found elevations of these volatile organic compounds that would lead us to suspect any significant risk related to the tested air and water.
People on private wells in East Palestine are being told to use bottled water, at least for now. Five former Memphis police officers pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder and other charges in the Tyree Nichols case, and the judge told the court this morning.
To those also in attendance, as I've explained to the defendants, this case can take some time, but we do ask for your patience, your continued patience, your continued civility in this case. We understand that there may be some high emotions.
CBS News legal contributor Rebecca Royfe.
I think that they charged this because it is hard in a situation like this where it's so in the moment to show that there was any intention to kill, but they clearly knew what they were doing to this man.
Overseas, a U.S. raid targets an ISIS leader. CBS's Cammy McCormick on the violent outcome.
The U.S. Central Command says U.S. and Kurdish Syrian Democratic Forces conducted a joint raid last night targeting a senior ISIS leader in northeastern Syria. He was killed, but there was an explosion. Four American service members were injured and are receiving treatment at a facility in Iraq. A military working dog was also injured.
U.S. officials say the effort to retrieve Chinese spy balloon debris off South Carolina is now over. It's believed all of it was found. CBS's Willie James Inman with more on what President Biden has said.
President Biden says he's not sorry he ordered the U.S. military to shoot down three unknown aerial objects over Alaska, Canada, and Michigan. But he now believes the objects were not for spying.
The intelligence community's current assessment is that these three objects were most likely balloons tied to private companies, recreation, or research institutions studying weather or conducting other scientific research.
The president believes they're likely not related to China's spy balloon program, unlike the large orb that floated over the U.S. before being shot down off South Carolina's coast earlier this month.
Republican presidential candidates will be blocked from the debate stage this summer if they don't sign a pledge to support the GOP's ultimate presidential nominee. That's according to a proposal set to be adopted by the Republican National Committee sometime next week. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 82 points. The S&P is down 40. This is CBS News.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. The workforce shortage is a growing problem across the country. Here in Wisconsin, the shortage is compounded by the difficulty of attracting and retaining younger workers. The state's seen 106,000 people under the age of 26 leave over the last decade. If that trend continues, the working age population in Wisconsin could shrink by about 130,000 people in the next 7 years. The lack of affordable childcare and housing contributes to the problem of attracting a younger workforce. The Packers Fan Hall of Fame has a new member. John Bresky of Elderon inducted into the Hall of Fame yesterday as their 25th member. He's a decorated U.S. Marine veteran and served in the Korean War. Bresky attended his first Packer game at Lambeau Field in 1958. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Welcome to the 1 o'clock no sour haha funny hour. We are back on the no sour haha funny power hour. What is it, Greg?
The no sour fun time haha power hour.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. We are 1 hour away from the weekend. Cannot wait to have a couple days off. And so I hope you are excited. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, the no sour, haha, funny power hour. I get it?
That was close. I think it should remain fluid.
Okay. I like that. I like that. We are obviously here with Jane Matinere, and we have a very loose, fun last hour of this week for you today. So start thinking at 1:30 about your opinions on the following. When is it okay to ghost? If you ghost, can you ever come back? And when, if ever, can you talk to your friend about how much you don't like or are worried about their current chosen partner?
Oh, that's a good one.
And so we have, we will debate those and what and compare our feelings to New York Magazine at 1:30. So if you have thoughts on that immediately, please let us know. You can join the conversation on that topic at 844-967-2789, or you can always comment on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter on the live stream. But for now, Jane, gut instinct.
Yes.
Are rich people smarter than the rest of us?
As a whole?
In general.
No.
I would say that too.
No.
And now apparently there's a study that shows that.
yet another study. Yay.
Yet another study.
Good.
So this was one that, are rich people really smart? And I don't know if that means, like, are they really smart or are they really smart? I don't know what the connotation and the tone is supposed to be.
Sure.
when reading that. But this study found top 1% aren't any brighter than others with good salaries. With good, I think the caveat there being good salaries.
Good salaries, yeah.
And so this is a study out of Sweden that said making a six-figure salary does not necessarily mean you're the smartest person in the room, which I would agree with that.
Absolutely.
So much of it decides on what career you decide to take, right? But while people with higher incomes do tend to score higher on IQ tests, the association only goes so far. In fact, some rich people in the top 1% of earners display less intelligence than their peers earning considerably less.
Fascinating.
So I also feel like, how much does this come back to there are different types of intelligence? And so how do you measure intelligence? Because I think there are some people who can just remember everything,
mm-hmm,
and like have photographic memories or can their recall for facts. Like I always think about that I feel like I have a very good vague, like it's like Brian Williams at the beginning of the show. It's like, I know that he recently retired. I cannot, without looking it up, I cannot tell you what year.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
And same thing with his scandal. I couldn't have, I know that that happened. I don't, and I know the story that he embellished took place in 2003, but I don't know what year the scandal happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so there's certain people who are really good at that
but
stuff.
That's recall.
That's recall. And then, like, I feel like I am good, a fairly good critical thinker. So given the information, I feel like I can make associations pretty quickly. I can make an argument pretty quickly. But, like, there's other types of intelligence that I know that I would just get smoked in by other people, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so sometimes whenever I see things like this, it's like, all right, what kind of intelligence are we talking about? But I also go to, what drives you? Like, I feel like people who are rich or become rich, and I think we can take out people who inherit wealth, which is a big portion of the population.
Yes,
who
it is.
Has wealth.
Yes, it is.
But if we take out the poor, if people who've, that's for this, and that's even a weird phrase, but like made their money. I also have often wondered, like, how much it has to do with you just wanting to make money. Because I would say, and this is not to disparage salespeople, but people who go into sales often are driven by money and can make a lot of it.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think so often there is a trade-off between some people, the very rare air are the people who can do the thing that they're passionate about and are fulfilled by intellectually and emotionally and are still raking in the dough.
Yeah, that's almost impossible.
Right? Like, I think most the corporate secure life of a six-figure job with benefits and stock options and guaranteed, like, increases to your wage to keep up with inflation also often comes with the price tag of a soul-sucking, why do I care about this?
Cubicle job.
Yes.
Or in that case, probably a nicer office, but still.
Yeah, maybe not a cubicle, but it's kind of the, like, because that is so often how I felt when I was still in tech and doing sales, was like, we're worried about what?
And why does this matter?
Why does this matter? Because the software for the company I was with for the longest sold a testing software for websites. So basically it was the first of its kind, and then it was fairly easy replicated. But it was basically allowing marketers to make tweaks to the website and then siphon off traffic to see different versions of the website to test how people interacted with it.
Oh.
So they could change a button and, like, the call to action on the button.
Okay.
Or change the wording and then be able to actually test and see how did people,
the users,
yeah,
finding it.
And it all started with the two founders had worked on Obama's 2008 campaign. And they had been back-end coders, and they could do this testing on websites, but you needed to know a lot more coding to be able to do that kind of testing. And, like, they would do different tests, and he would, like, one option was the clear winner because he'd have a way more fundraising or, like, funds donated on this option versus this option. So it was a useful tool.
Sure.
But the way we talked about it, like, we were changing the world through data-driven decisions.
About website design.
About website design. And it was, you know, it's like, let us make you, company, make more money. And that's all most of these jobs come back to. It's just like, if you are in a B2B company, your value props are basically saving time and or money one way or another for that company. And if you're a B2C company, you're basically trying to extract money or sell your audience as something to sell things to.
Yes.
And so, you know, like, ultimately, I think the price tag for most of these six-figure type jobs is to do something that every once in a while you're like, oh, man, this is pointless.
Or even more, couldn't I be doing something that would make a difference, even in a small way?
Yeah.
That would be more fulfilling?
So anyways, that is all to tie back to this study where it's like, I've never thought that people who are making in the 1%, first of all, I think a lot of people in the 1% inherited that. And certainly that does not make them smarter. But also even people who are making a lot of money, it's how are you measuring intelligence versus access?
Well, and access is a good point because a lot of it is connections. And a lot of it is nepotism.
What school you went to.
What school you went to, what, you know, clubs, your country clubs your parents belonged to. That, from what I understand, can be really useful when you're trying to climb the corporate ladder. And your dad and the company's granddad used to golf together. And you know what, son? I know you're just out of college and you have no experience, but come join our company and we'll start you at six figures.
Well, that's like one of the, that's like job application 101, especially with LinkedIn. Like when LinkedIn first started becoming really popular in the late 2000s, early 2010s, you know, you could do searches on people at that company who went to your school.
Oh, wow.
And so you could just send notes, like DMs or messages on LinkedIn and be like, hey, I see there's this opening at your company. I'm an alumni of so-so-so, and like trying to find the way in. And often that works, right? That it works as far as having some kind of like tribal recognition of mm-hmm. we were from the same, I can vouch for this person because I know we went to the same school or something like that. But it also, this is a somber note to end on, but it ties because I just came across this quote that I think is, so it's relevant, but here it is. I am somehow less interested in the weight and convolutions of Einstein's brain than in the near certainty that people of equal talent have lived and died in cotton fields and sweatshops.
Oh,
Stephen Jay Gould. You know what I mean? Like
I do.
It's so much more about access than actual intelligence or talent and luck.
An opportunity. Which is access also, I guess.
And so, anyways, I just thought that was interesting. I think it's interesting that people are studying that. I also wonder how wealthy the people who are studying it are.
That's a good question. I want to know how they got rich people to study them and what the pitch was. Because you can't just walk up to someone and say, I know you're really rich, but are you smart? Let's take a test.
And is it just IQ tests? Because I feel like IQ tests can be biased.
They just start with easy things like tying your shoes.
I asked Mike this morning. It was like, not just flattering me, but do you think I'm smarter than you? And he, without pausing, goes, yes. And I was like, all right, love you.
He also knows considerably early in your marriage how to make things smooth. So props to Michael.
Props to Mike. Happy wife, happy life. All right. When we come back, speaking of happy wife, happy life, we watched my favorite movie as a kid last night, and I have thoughts about it. So if you have strong feelings about the movie Newsies, we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
If I were a rich man, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum, all day long I bitty-bitty-bum. If I were a wealthy man, you wouldn't have to work hard. Yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum. And the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan?
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 24 this afternoon under sunny skies. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies again tonight. Lows around 18. High temperatures reach up to 38. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Mainly cloudy skies Sunday with highs around 42. 36, chance of snow Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madinaire. We are rolling through this Friday. Kind of an easy show.
Easy breezy.
Easy topics. We had a good week.
We did have a good week.
We had a great week.
Some wonderful guests.
Yeah.
And again, if you can, go back and listen to some of the podcasts. Again, I'm thinking about John from Monday, who lives near East Palestine, Ohio, where this train derailment went down. He just has really great perspective and some historical perspective, too, on how we got here.
Yeah. And I think, you know, and it's interesting to hear him talk. He has such an interesting perspective as someone who's from that area, left, went to Cornell, and went back, right? I think as we were just having that conversation about access and someone who he talks about his opportunity to go to an Ivy League school, but he got there and very much felt like a fish out of water.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then, you know, later in life decided to go back. And what he's doing now as far as trying to make media for, do independent media for the rest of us, right? Or people who are left behind and make the connection so often with people who, you know, if they have politics at all, it's on the surface seems like it aligns with a lot of the talking points on from the Republican side of things. But as he, as a dive bar bartender, has these conversations, it's so fascinating to hear him to have these conversations with people. And I actually said to Mike, I was like, we should go visit him. Wouldn't that be fascinating as far as be like a total different kind of culture shock of that exists in our country?
Yes.
Of just how people live, how people are, but still like the community that connects them in in that area. And so, but yes, definitely go back and listen to some of the podcasts on the YouTube channel. This morning I took out just the interview with Ron Johnson from yesterday,
who was we just couldn't have been more thrilled that he joined us again.
Do you think that precludes us from ever actually having him on the show?
We can always ask.
I always wonder that as far as how we progress in this show and invite open door for everyone and to want to have lots of different types of conversations with people from very different perspectives and sides of the aisle. But sometimes I also wonder, it's like, all right, well, if we do segments like that, where we're very much poking fun, are we setting ourselves up to basically never get a yes from any of these people?
Well, I guess it will depend upon what kind of sense of humor they have.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And whether or not they can take a little gentle ribbing.
Because I think Ron Johnson used to go on The Devils a fair amount.
He did, at one time.
I'm not sure Robin Voss has ever gone on The Devils Advocates.
And he just seems like a chuckle meister. I think he would just be so much fun to have on. And yeah.
I tried to ask that once of Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, who was in the assembly before he left that seat to, and when he won county executive, I asked him on air and he politely declined to answer. I was like, who's the most fun to drink with of the Republican lawmakers? And he did not answer that question. But we could always ask
Todd.
But I wonder how many Todd Albo of the Todd Albo Show, which is on 8 to 11. He hasn't been in there for a little while, though.
True.
So it's like the current batch of GOP members versus, you know, pre-redistricting 2011. I don't, off the top of my head, I don't know how much overlap there is.
There would still be serving.
I certainly know of the Democratic lawmakers, some who are very fun to drink with.
Oh.
I've done it with some of them.
Oh, care to share?
Fran Hong's very fun.
We've had
Fran. I don't think that's probably
a
surprise.
That's not a shock. Yeah, we've had Fran on the show.
She might be the only one I've actually
had a drink with.
Everyone else other people I've hung out with and been at events and they are there and they are fun to talk to. But I'm not sure if she might be the only one I've actually drank with.
Well, I wouldn't expect a lot of them going to come forward to go drinking with you now.
That's fair. I'm not saying we got drunk. I'm just saying
I understand that.
Francesca's very fun.
She is fun.
All right. Well, so you said earlier that you've never seen the movie Newsies.
No.
Man, we got to remedy that.
It was never even a blip.
And it's funny to think of. So the whole reason this came up was Mike has the idea that we should rewatch like our childhood movies.
Oh.
And so he has his list and I'm supposed to come up with my list.
Okay.
And last night I had hit a wall. And so I was like, I can't work anymore. So he's like, oh, what's first on your list? And the one that is always the first on my list, because I watched it, I think, almost every day before school, which was pretty impressive because watching it last night. It's not a short. It's not like a Disney. It is Disney, but it's not a animated film short movie.
Right.
It is 2 hours.
Oh, my.
And we watched it. I still know every single lyric. I was just singing along to everything and I was driving them nuts. But
any female characters in that movie?
There's two very small, like smaller female characters. There's the performer, Meta, who is played by Anne Margaret.
Wow.
Yeah. And so she has two songs of her kind of playing, like, it's not quite burlesque, but she is like a performer.
Sure.
And then there is the sister of one of the main characters who's the love interest of a young Christian Bale, who is the main character. But what I always love, and I went down the Wikipedia rabbit hole last night, is this is based off of a true story.
Newsies.
Newsies is based off of, it was a 2-week strike of newsies, newsboys of Hearst and Pulitzer in 1899. And as I was reading the Wikipedia article that had links to actual historical events and who the leaders were and stuff, they did a pretty good job of sticking to it. And so what I want to know is, when is HBO going to make this into a gritty time, like period piece and limited series and take out the musical part of it, but actually tell the story? Because it is fascinating. So go watch Newsies. Let me report back if you think it holds up. All right, when we come back, what's your opinion about ghosting? What is the etiquette there? This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News brief. Many residents of East Palestine, Ohio, don't believe the EPA's word that the water and air are safe 2 weeks after the chemical train wreck there. Governor Mike DeWine has tried to reassure them.
So far, they've had no detection of contaminants, either outside or in the specific homes where they've been asked to monitor.
Five fired police officers have pled not guilty in the beating death of Tyree Nichols in Memphis. Nichols' mom, Rovon Wells.
They're going to see me at every court date. Everyone. Exactly.
And until we get justice for my son.
The hunt for Chinese balloon debris is over. CBS's Willie James Inman.
The president says he plans to discuss the balloon incident with China's president, but overnight, the Chinese foreign ministry said the U.S. cannot ask for a conversation until it brings back sound and steady relations.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Authorities in southeast Wisconsin blame yesterday's snowstorm for a 30-car pileup on Interstate 41 near the Washington-Dodge County line. Three people were hurt, but they're all expected to pull through. It took 7 hours to clean up the mess. Republican state lawmakers say they'll start from scratch and draft their own state budget rather than work on what Governor Evers proposed this week.
Certainly the budget's going to look different for where it ends the process from where it started. But, you know, I mean, certainly there's going to be areas of compromise and consensus.
That's Senator Andre Jacques of DePere. The budget is now in the hands of the Joint Finance Committee. In sports, the Bucks beat Chicago last night 112-100. Milwaukee's 12-game winning streak is the longest in the NBA this season. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin. You horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
It's 8 o'clock and we're ready to rock. Get your elbows off the table. Put your napkin in your lap. Stop playing with your food and join us in our rap. Check it out. This is how the table's set. Knives on the right, forks on the left. Spoons chilling next to the knife. Plates in the middle. And the glasses to the right. Utensils are used from outside.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Metnair. And Todd Alba did decide to text us. Who's fun to get a drink with? In the GOP.
Fantastic.
I said, I was like, do you want me to say this was anonymous? He goes, I don't care. So I got a text from Todd saying, Paul Ryan is actually a decent guy to get a drink with.
Fascinating.
That doesn't surprise me. I think Paul Ryan's probably a really decent guy. I feel like, I know, but this is what I'm saying. Like, I feel like there are people who you have policy differences with, and once they have power, it's much easier to feel like I despise you. No, you're not buying it?
I may have bought that a few years ago.
How many years ago?
A few. Certainly before...
Like pre-2016?
I would say pre-2016.
But that was when he had more power. I mean, he basically stepped down in 2018?
But he had an opportunity to wield some of that power, and I believe he chose not to do that. In a way that I would have appreciated.
So you're not going to drink with him anytime soon.
I'd buy him a absolutely. There's tons of things I would love to ask Paul Ryan if given the opportunity and a little liquid libation.
There you go. There you go. Todd also confirmed that Robin Voss has virtually no sense of humor.
That made my whole week, Todd.
And is as impersonable in person as you see him in public.
Ooh, this is a juicy hour.
He said Senator Rob Coles of Green Bay is a decent guy to grab a drink with.
Cool.
And then he said, oddly enough, Glenn Grothman, who doesn't really drink, is an interesting person to have dinner with. He's a conversationalist, a wacky one, but it is interesting. But it is interesting conversation. And there you go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
That. Yeah, pulling back the congressional curtain. That's great.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I've heard Todd Novak's okay to have a drink with.
Yeah.
That was not from Todd Alba. That was from someone else that I won't name on air. But yeah, it's funny. It's interesting.
Well, you can always let us know if you are drinking with lawmakers at 844-967-2789 and tell us who you're running into in Madison and tipping a few
who
with.
Who have you seen at Jenna's besides Jesse Apoyan?
And hopefully we're going to talk to her next week.
Yes, 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 yes. All right. So back to some debates on etiquette. Now, this has to do with ghosting. And we were saying before, that was not really as much of a... You certainly didn't call it ghosting, but when you were in the dating pool...
For people, explain what ghosting is.
Ghosting is when you are talking to someone romantically, and basically you just stop communication.
So this could be, you know, direct messages or texting. Is it more about what texting?
I think it's you've gone on some dates.
Okay.
Well, and that's what the first piece of etiquette is... basically when you can and cannot ghost. Because I would say my impression of times I have ghosted or have been ghosted is like you've gone on at least a couple dates. You have been texting. You have been in communication, especially in situations where the initial lust and excitement is pretty, you're both feeling it.
Okay.
And then without reason, one of you is just cold, just goes cold.
And goes away.
And just kind of goes away. And you're left with, why, what happened?
I thought this was going pretty well.
Yeah. Or like there wasn't an obvious reason or even any kind of conversation around, hey, this isn't really working out.
Sure.
Largely it's seen as a way to not have that awkward conversation of, I don't see this going anywhere.
Right.
Because it is awkward, right?
Of course it is.
You're going to hurt someone's feelings no matter what.
Yes.
So, number one, see if you agree with this. Both at home, you can either text us, 844-967-2789, or leave a comment in the live chat. It's okay to ghost after one date. And then I'll give more context.
I find that an interesting free space. I mean...
I would say yes.
Yeah.
If it's only been one date.
Okay.
Because that's the trial period. It's like, sure. Oh, we met in person.
I wasn't really that into you.
Yeah, so you met up for a drink after work, discussed work, school, and siblings for 90 minutes, and ended the evening with a non-committal, let's do this again sometime. Now it's been 3 days, and you're wondering what you owe this person you don't particularly want to see again. You could send a text letting them down gently, but it's also fine to say nothing. At this point, neither of you has put so much energy into the interaction that it warrants a formal ending. And besides, nobody likes getting rejected by someone they didn't care about that much in the first place. I was going to ghost you. Oh,
that's painful, but true.
There are exceptions. If you've been texting a lot after the date or you've clearly talked about going on another one, then there is a social contract not to ghost.
Just, it's hard. Just do it.
I will say the preemptive, hey, I don't see this going anywhere, when you were feeling the same way, there is a pettiness to that you didn't get to say it first.
So such are the pitfalls of dating.
So then this is one that I also definitely agree with and certainly have my own experience with. If you ghost someone, stay gone forever. Why? No takes backsies.
Well, right. Why would you do this?
Oh, I have had, what is there? There's a social media influencer named, her nickname is Tanks. I forgot exactly how it goes, but basically, like, with men, they either never get over you or they always come back or something like that. And in my experience, that is true. There has been the handful of times in a situation where I was talking to someone and then it kind of fizzled out on their end. 4 months, 6 months, a year later, all of a sudden I get a DM or a text.
Really?
And like, hey, how's life going?
Just checking on you.
Just checking in. And it's like, what? What happened to you, dude? Like, just break up with someone? Like, what? Just wait. Why are you back? I feel like, you know, I think I really messed up. And like, and now I'm happily married. So
I was going to say, obviously, none of those went anywhere.
But this is, I don't ghost people because abandonment is my, this is the person who wrote this, not me. I don't ghost people because abandonment is my central trauma and passive aggressive has never been my style. I suppose I can understand the appeal of ghosting as an easy way to cut someone off for whatever reason or for none at all. What I cannot understand is ghosting someone and then coming back several years later to request a favor that would have been a considerable ask even if we had remained friendly.
Well, no, geez.
And so, yeah, I would say even without the ask, even just the friendly, like, what's up? Like, I think it's if you ghost, you're sacrificing any kind of friendly contact with that person. If it was a mutual fizzle, I think that's fine. Especially because, again, with the social media world, if you start following each other on social media and you're like, well, this wasn't really going to go anywhere, but we still follow each other and I have no ill will towards
you.
I'm fine laughing at this thing that you posted or liking that you got a promotion or whatever. Like, it's no skin off my back. All right. But this is the big one. If your friend is dating someone you seriously object to, you have one shot to sit down with your friend and say so.
It's very, very dangerous.
To say it at all?
It's very, very dangerous. You got to be, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Because you must have been in relationships that once they ended, your friends came forward and said, you know, I never really liked him. Because I have.
Yes, I have.
And if they had told me while I was still starry-eyed about this person, I don't know that I would have taken that very well. Because again, don't forget, if you're in the beginning of a relationship, which is when everything ostensibly is supposed to be really good, and you have that great fluttery feeling, and your best friend Julia says, you know what, I think he's a schmuck.
So you don't think that even... So this is what the rest of the advice says, or rule says. The conventional wisdom has been that unless your friend is being hurt, keep your opinion to yourself because it will damage your relationship. Our feeling is that you can share your reservations, but you have only one shot to do it. After that, your friend decides what they want to do, and you can't bring up your grievances again unless they ask. No eyebrow raises, no passive-aggressive observations either.
Do you really think that if Julia tells you, I think he's a schmuck, and that's all I'm ever going to say, that that's not going to stick with your friend, no matter how that relationship goes? What if Julia ends up marrying the schmuck? And now she knows you think he's a schmuck.
But do you just not, you as a friend, you just have to suck it up that your friend's dating someone and you have to live with the fact that you never said anything?
Until they give you an opening or an invitation. I think that's very bold. Maybe I'm wrong. 844-967-2789. I just think that's a really tricky, really, really, maybe it's easier for men to...
Oh, I don't think it's easier for men.
For, to warn them to warn them off?
Men are not... You think men are better communicators on average than women?
I just think they're more blunt sometimes. Would it be like, dude, I don't like her.
Is there a tactful way to do it that is not, I just think he's a schmuck? Could you,
I'm sure there's a more tactful way.
Like, is it, hey, this gives me pause, this aspect about him, or asking like somewhat leading questions. Cause I had a short but intense relationship at one point. And one of my dear friends, who is the type of friend where we could go months, if not years, without talking to each other, but every time we actually, like, we were like bonded on a deep level.
Yep.
And I remember one time, because she had already moved and she had met this guy and didn't say anything. And then, whatever, within 10 months, that relationship was over. And I remember talking to her later. She's like, oh, yeah, I knew that wasn't going to go anywhere. I was like, why didn't you say anything? She's like, well, I knew it wasn't going to go anywhere. Like, and so it's potentially maybe also the weighing of, do you not say anything because you know it's not going to go anywhere?
Well, true. And hopefully it will burn itself out, right?
But what's the balance between I don't like this person versus they are a bad person? Right? Because, like, you can find someone to be deeply annoying, but they're not actually a bad guy.
True.
Like, your jokes are not funny, man.
But you can't tell your friend Gary thinks he's hilarious and he's not. Doesn't she have to come to that realization on her own?
No, I know. But that's what I'm saying, as like being able to, because I said, if the friend's being hurt.
Yes. That's one.
That's
thing.
A different category.
Okay.
But the, as a friend, is, do you give the warning, this one warning that New York Magazine says you get? It has to be based off of like your concerns that this is going to go south, right?
Sure.
Which brings up a whole other topic. I've been watching on social media the amount of like fights that happen between couples because of that Tubi commercial. So the Tubi commercial on Super Bowl, where it was like Tubi played a prank, and the commercial looked like you were changing the channel. And so people started wondering, like, I asked Mike, I was like, are you changing the channel right now? What's happening? But this happened to everyone. And I've been watching videos of couples where the guy flipped out at his girlfriend and she moved out.
Wow.
Because she was like, if you get this angry over commercial, where is this going to go? And so I bring that up as far as like, if you as a friend can see, like, it's not that he's not funny. It's that, oh, I think there's underlining anger issues here. Are you obligated to bring that up? If you have thoughts, we will still continue this in our last segment. But for now, we are going to take one more break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The last ones left are what you'll use. And don't be a drip. Wipe your lips and mind your manners, man. So don't lick your lips and fingers too, but ask to be excused when you are through. Don't forget the words please and thank you. We said enough, and now we're through. So you're hip to this.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 24. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 18 tonight. Highs level off around 38. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Sunday with highs around 42. 36, chance for snow Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we got 8 more minutes till the weekend. What are you doing this weekend?
I am actually having dinner with a good friend that I haven't seen in a while tonight. Tomorrow, my husband and I are going to go look for a door. Okay. We need a new door we need a new side door for the house.
Oh.
So, yes, it's very exciting.
Do you both have your criteria list of what you're looking for?
Yeah, actually, we do.
Do they match up?
Pretty closely. Okay. Pretty close. We've been married again. We've been together 21 years, so... Yeah, we don't have a lot of arguments about stuff like that.
All right. I feel like that is, I'm trying to think if that was Mike and I. I would want him to go do the work, but I would want to have an opinion about the final say. That's basically what we're doing with our carpeting right now. So we're redoing the carpeting in our bedroom, and we have tons of carpeting options right now.
Oh, gosh.
Because I was like, I don't trust you just to pick one. I want input, but then you can coordinate when they're going to do it and all that stuff. You can do that.
What are we leaning towards? Blue, green?
Just a beige-ish.
Okay.
We're going to do it a deep green accent wall. I love a good accent wall. So.
Who doesn't?
But we're going to the Make-A-Wish Foundation party tonight at Marcus Performing Arts Center.
Wonderful.
And so it is Mardi Gras themed. And so I have a big a purpley, sparkly dress that I'm wearing. But fun fact about it was... coordinated with, I guess, Michael Jordan's 60th birthday, because he, to celebrate his 60th birthday, he's making a tent. It's not really coordinated, I should say that, but it is. We are going to make a Wish Foundation party tonight, and this also happened for Michael Jordan's 60th birthday, in that he is making a $10 million contribution to Make-A-Wish America.
Wow.
Which is the largest individual donation the organization has received since its founding 43 years ago. And so he's been a longtime supporter of Make-A-Wish Foundation, but he is the most popular celebrities requested for granting wishes.
Okay,
but he's not the GOAT.
He's not. There is someone more popular than Michael Jordan.
Well, I think in the way this is phrased, I'm wondering how much the person is requested versus how much this person has granted, who has followed up on their request.
Okay.
But if you had to guess.
Tiger Woods?
No. At the break, I just scrolled through. He had some stupid tampon prank that he pulled on someone that he was golfing, I guess, and he outdrove this guy, so he passed him a tampon as a joke.
What?
I know. Tiger Woods is not necessarily... That's not someone I wanted to get a drink with.
Scratch that off my list.
John Cena.
The wrestler
and actor. John Cena, who last year set a Guinness World Record for wishes with 650.
Wow.
The next celeb, no other celebrity has more than 200.
So are these all personal appearances, or does this probably includes phone calls and videos and...
I don't know. I'd have to look up and see what all of his... like the wishes end up being, but that's a pretty big disparity.
Well,
that he's 450 higher than any other celebrity, the next closest.
And remarkably generous.
Yeah.
You know,
That's
terrific.
Isn't that terrific?
Yes.
John Cena, good guy.
And I suppose wrestling is one of those that has very wide appeal, especially for younger kids. wrestling is still a big deal.
It is still a big deal. I always, it's funny to me because I never know who any of these wrestlers are until they become actors. Right? I think I maybe knew The Rock a little bit as a wrestler, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly didn't know John Cena as a wrestler. It's like once they start making the transition from one type of entertainer to I show up in movies now.
Yeah.
Is when I actually learn about them. But Make-A-Wish Foundation has granted more than 500,000 wishes in total. And so
that's marvelous.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to doing that tonight, getting dressed up for a good cause.
And so, well done, Michael Jordan.
I know. He's interesting because I think he's kind of an interesting character where I feel like had social media and like the access to famous people had been as prevalent when he was at his prime,
thank you, Don Lemon.
You know, I'm not sure he was the nicest guy either.
Oh no,
and I think people kind of got to see that with The Last Dance and that documentary. Like people who are that competitive are not always
gracious.
That, like, I think the way it was put to me once is that, like, the reason why Michael Jordan had a gambling problem is because he actually thought he was going to win. He thought he was going to beat the house, right?
Oh,
like,
okay.
That's how competitive he was versus the actual, like, dopamine addiction of
doing it. Oh, that's interesting.
And so it's interesting to see his public persona as he's now gotten older, as I think it does for a lot of men, as far as the humbling effects of aging that it can have on you. And I think, you know, you watch his speech of when Kobe died and how vulnerable that was. But yeah, so at 60 years old, he's making a $10 million donation.
Well done. That's fantastic.
Which is good.
Yes.
So this has been a fun week, but now we're going to get some rest.
Don't forget to vote on Tuesday.
Yes. Don't forget to vote on Tuesday. We will remind you plenty on Monday when we are back. But have a safe weekend. I guess enjoy the weather if it's going to be 40 degrees on Sunday.
You know, it might only be 19 right now, but it's actually not too bad outside with the sunshine.
It looks, yeah. Driving in was glorious compared to what watching out my window yesterday looked like.
No, it's really not too bad.
So that'll about do it for us. You should stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I actually don't know what they have coming up today.
I am unsure. I believe Fancy Brian is on the road.
Yes, Fancy Brian was here, so I don't think he is here. So I wonder if Will is joining Luke today, or if you are listening to WXCO, you'll have the Chad Holmes show coming up. And then after that, you will have Matt Flynn, who I heard on Todd Apple this morning. It was actually, they also were talking about, from a legal perspective, what was going on with the Dominion Fox News thing, but he'll probably talk about that more on his show today. And then of course the show will end, the day will end, or at least the normal weekday lineup will end with Devil's Advocates at 4. But thank you for listening, thank you for texting, thank you for calling. We will see you on Monday. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
It's hot, need a root beer popsicle. Shut off the AC and roll the windows down. Let that summer sunshine always stay humble and kind. Don't take for granted the love this life gives you. When you get where you're going, don't forget, turn back around. Help the next one.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
I just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit Father.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.